is now. Yeah.
It's the Kasha, the Ramban. Yesterday we introduced the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim introduces, by a case of eating Yisurim, that there's Nesinas Tam. Malik pointed out, he thinks that according to Rashi, it could be read even if you didn't have Bishul. There's Nesinas Tam by putting it all into your water, into your mouth, that there is Nesinas Tam, which is probably right. And then the Gemara challenges Reish Lakish by putting all these kazesim of Yisurim into your mouth, this whole glob of Yisurim, Noser, Pigel, whatever, Tameh. And then the Gemara says, so you see that you're not Chayiv Malkus because Reish Lakish says you're Potter. So you see, Tam Kaker is not a real din. That's what the Gemara infers from there. I pointed out, Reb Kiva Eger's Kasha, Bam Kasha, on the Rimi Orlins, that... What do you mean? It wasn't even a suggestion to get Malkus through Tam Keker. What's Reish Lakish being machadish to me that there's no Malkus through Tam Keker? The Rimi Orlins holds there's never Malkus with Tam Keker. Sounds like from that Gemara, says Reb Kiva Eger, that that's not true. And if you hold Tam Keker, then you would hold that there's a potential to get what, Reb Osai? To get Malkus. Good. That was the Kasha Tzarech in Gold of Reb Kiva Eger. Malik, it's in the Gold Yonashas.
But you say Nikar Isser. If you put it all in your mouth at the same time, so then you have a Chashash Ge Malkus, then you answer it.
Right. If the Rimi or Lintz would hold that it's a case of Nikar Isser, but the problem with saying that it's Nikar Isser, then it's not Tam Keker.
No, but that's Rashi's answer. Then it goes back.
But that's a problem with the flow of the Gemara. It's not going to work. So that's the issue. Comes along the Gemara and says, how could you say Tam Keker is not Doraisa? Hello, the Gemara says that you have to be mafresh chala if you have chitim with ayres. Good. Talk to the Gemara. Chala? That's not a problem. Why? Chala is dirabana, right? Everyone knows that chala could exist dirabana. Your wives have to know this, Rabbi Say. You got to know. You have to be mafresh chala. Chala is a din that exists even in chutz laris. There's a lot of machshava, a lot of parshish moves we could talk about. Why chala is the unique halacha that it has to be even in chutz laris, even though it's not we have no agricultural mitzvahs when it comes to chutz laris, but it's not for now. Same for the Gemara, you're 100% right. So sorry. The Gemara says, oh, really? It's only Drabbanan? Zok the Gemara. Can't be. Why? Because you know it's a matzah. And matzah's got to be what? Doraisa. Zok the Gemara, you're right. You misunderstood Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was talking about Mimbe. Mino. We're talking about Mimbe. Sheino Mino. Good. End of Gemara. Good?
No.
Yeah. Well, the Ramban says no, yeah.
Different question. Rabba is the one who says the statement regarding the auras and the chita together.
Is he?
Yes.
Zvachim?
Yes. And he's also the one that we're saying in Chulin that Rashi is explaining it, and says that through that, Tom Geiger is a Darabanan. So he's saying contradictory things, is he not?
Tosa solved that. No?
Basically, Shiner's just slamming Rashi.
We
pointed out that also Rava's rejection to the Basar
Chala already solved that he didn't act.
He just said the way he understood the
that was Chulin Kufches.
No, but he says Kachim because we're dealing with Kachim.
Oh, we're dealing with Kachim. No, but didn't we say that?
No, we're dealing with Pesach. We're not dealing with Kachim.
I thought Tosos was already.
That's Tosos, but Shiner's asking on Rashi.
Fine, I'm saying.
So Rashi's a problem.
We always have problems
there. Rashi's a big problem. I mean, honestly, Rashi was a problem even before it was Rava with that Gemara. But Shiner's pointing out, like, it's like Hagam Lichbo Shesamalka Imi Babayis. I don't know what that means.
Didn't we say
it's like it's Rava. Rava himself. Right?
No, but it's not really a problem with Rava. Then we point out that when Rava rejected the whole the Gemara about Basar Bechala being the Makar for
Kufches,
we never said that he holds it's the Rabbanan.
That's Tosos' answer.
Right, I'm saying that could be Rashi.
Rashi?
It's not a problem with Rava.
It's a problem with Rashi.
Not Rava.
Yeah, it's a problem with Rashi. Right. Rava's Rashi.
Right, so I'm saying
Rashi is Rava.
So I'm saying it's not like an issue with Astir and Ravas. It's not the way Rashi understood it.
It's just making, it's asking the same question, making it worse Rashi. Rashi is a problem. Yeah. Rabbi Isai comes along Rabbi Isai Thursday Shir and says, one second, in the world of Malkus, just because you had Nesinas Tam, right, does that mean you'll get Malkus? So, it depends who you ask. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you hold what? That it... Nepach. So then what? It becomes a veil, so you get Malkus. It's Nepach. Nesinas Tam is Nepach. So then, yeah, I have a Kazais over here. Korah de Reb Chaim Cohen. What? Nixais b'chayim chilas pras, right? So what's Reb Chaim going to have to say? L'chayra, our Gemara is nixais b'chayim chilas pras. Is that good? So David Rubin said, yeah. What's the problem? Just add a nukim to the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
So comes along the Ramban and he says, I'm fine. Comes the Ramban and he asks that kasha. He says, very nice, Tom Kicker, but what? How do you now have a kazayis of matzah? You're eating rice. Rice is garnish. Rice doesn't help you. Right? I'm sorry, Judah, but rice is not going to cut it. We're not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri eating. Right? So, Mimaila, why is it right? Rice, halavai rice, because it'll be good for Lecha Mishnah, but it's not. So, therefore, what? So, therefore, the Ramban comes along, he quotes the Yerushalm, and he says it's a different pshat. The way this becomes kazayis matzah is through what, Rabbi Yisai? Gerera. You have a shidduch over here of chitin and orez, that scientifically, when these two blend together, the chitim drag, gerera comes from the word drag, or gorer, the orez, and therefore it makes it into wheat, and therefore you yotze kazayis matzah. But comes along the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai, and asks, right? That's very nice. It's a beautiful pshat. It's a nice Yerushalmi. But state nisht where? In the Bavli. The Gemara in Zvachim said what? The way the mechanics is working is through what?
Okay.
Through Tom Kik? Or why are you giving me other shtiklech Torah that are using it and understanding it through the world of what? Through the prism of Gerera. So Zakhtar Ramban, no. I'm not denying the Gemara. All the Gemara meant to say is it's not working through Tom Kikker, but it necessitates Tom Kikker in order to it to be transformed through Gerera. If Tam Ke'ikr wouldn't be a Zach Midoraisa, if Tam Ke'ikr wouldn't be a concept that we accept, so then what? This item is what? It never get off the ground because the item is what? It's
bottle.
Yeah. It's nullified. It's garnish. It's gone. Comes along the Kiddush of Tam Ke'ikr and says what? I got something to work with over here. I got some ingredients that are over here. Even though there's a rove going against it, there's rove of other items, but what? The rove is majority rice. But still, Tom Kaker tells me it's still there. It's still Chai V'Kayim. Once it's still Chai V'Kayim, comes along the Ramban and says, it could be Yotze, even a Kazayis Matzah. Through what? Through Gerera. Through Gerera.
Tom acts like the cat.
Yeah. Comes along the Rosh, Rabbi Yisai, and he attacks the Shita of the Ramban. Anyone have a Psachim here? Comes along the Rosh, and he attacks the Shita of the Ramban. Comes along the Oh, that's what I need, the Rosh. Right. Yeah. Zok the Hail Garosh. Yeah, no, I got it. I just gotta find out where he attacks him.
It's on page 270 on the second.
No, I have it. Thank you. I just need to find the words. Lo yadana my kashale. Lama yoitzibo. Came the lek of Kazai's Patriel's Pras, Chiti Isa Betamu Mamish. The Tam Ke'ikr b'she'eno mino d'oraisa. The kevon she'nosno achitim tam b'oiriz hafach hatam es ha'oiriz liyois kemoi chito. The karinam be' tamu mamosho. Right? What's that word? Where that phrase come from? Tamu mamosho?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Where? What is that? This is mamosh. Half a shas over here through Tam Ke'ikr you guys did. Right? Tam Ke'ikr, right? Can you imagine if Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have made that statement of Zara, we wouldn't have like half of Shulchan Aruch. It's all based on Tzias HaPas, it's all one sugya, it's all one flow. You just got to start the song. I don't know how to sing a niggin. The Chayv and Shenosnu, everything is all connected, right? It's not just AT&T, it's Shas, right? Chiti Isa B'tam Mamesh, Tam Ke'ikr B'she'en Amin Adorais, V'Chayv and Shenosnu Achitim Tam Ba'oiris, Hafa chatam es ha'oyres, liyos kemo. Pause it for a second. To tam ke'ikr. So what's the rush saying? What's the rush? I don't know what's bothering the Ramban. What's the problem, zok the rush? Why can't you just apply the regular principle of what? Of what? Tam ke'ikr. And memela what? Your yoytze, your chiv of matzah. The Tam Ke'ikr b'shein amin ador writes, if a kevin shenos na'achid in tam ba'oiris, hafach ha'tamis ha'oiris liyos kamay chita. V'karim be'i tamo mamasho. This is the regular din of Tam Ke'ikr. V'chein much b'zvachim perakat ha'roivis, domar yishlok shal pigo ba'noiser. That's what the Gemara, v'chein much, what's his raya? Look at the flow of the Gemara in Zvachim. What's the Gemara flow in the Gemara in Zvachim? Reish Lakish wanted to prove Tam is lav ke'ikr d'oraisa, and the Gemara challenged that from where? from this case. So the Bavli holds that the reason why you're Yotze Matzah is through what mechanism of halacha? Through Tam Keiker. Through Nepach. The Avagav, the Ruva, is Alma, Minbish, Ein, Aminu, Betayim, and the Kevin, Shonosa, Batam, Nikral, Shmo. The Yotze, Boyadecha, Vosav, Choshev, Ketam, the Mamish, Chita. V'teda, the Rabbi Yechon, and Huda, Am, Rabbi, Dezar, Tam, of Lamosh, Ein, Loikon, Olav, Yu, Gufa, Huda, Svir, like Rabbi, Kiva, Berga, Lubrim, Ubanazer, Tam, Keiker, Doraisa, El, Vade, Atam, Oise, Oise, Kemamish. Atam, Oise, Oise, Kemamish. Who's that sound like, Rabbi Isai? Rabbi Nutam, the Rush subscribes to Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nuchaim Pierce, time of Mashkar, Kashish, Machai's Pedechilos Pras. Okay. So Rabbi Nuchaim Cohen says, not always. If you have Kashish Pedechilos Pras, if you have a 1/8 ratio, not every Nisina has time. Not 1/50. 1/8. Okay, fine, that's a technicality. Aber what? Lemaisa, fundamentally, what do you have? Nepach. Nepach, as long as you have the right ratio. Or as long, according to Rabbi Nuchaim, you have Nisina's time. That's all I need, Ramban. What was your Kasha? We subscribe to Nepach. The Rush is in the same camp. Rabbi, so you have the Rush, Rabbi Nachaim Kahn, Rabbi Natam, all variations of the same idea of Nepach. Everyone with me?
Can you please explain?
Zok the Rush, I don't understand what was bothering the Ramban. Read the Gemara in Zvachim. Once you have the din of Tam Keiker, that's why you're Yotze. The Oriz becomes Chitim. Nepach. It's regular din of Nesinas Tam. So you want to know what are the qualifications of Nepach? Do we need a certain amount? So Reb Chaim Cohen said you need a certain amount. Rabbi Natam says, no, any Nesinas Tam is enough. But that's the solution. That's why you're Yotze. So after Rush, look at the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim was challenging from our din of Matzah, the din of Reish Lakish, that Tam is Lav Keiker. Sounds like the solution is only what? Tam Keiker. The Rush is allowed to say this because he subscribes to Nepach. So he destroys the Ramban from this Gemara. Aye, what's the kasha on the Rosh Rabosai? What's with the Yerushalmi? Why does the Yerushalmi say a different reason? If you're so right that once you say Tam Keiker, that's the solution, so why does the Yerushalmi introduce a new principle called what?
Right.
Called Grera.
If you have a Bavli, you have a Bavli, no?
Hmm? Okay.
If you want to say...
We'll see if the Rush says that. If the Rush would say that Yerushalmi was arguing on the Bavli, so that he should answer that.
Why wouldn't you
say that? So that's one solution.
Why wouldn't you say that both ways? This is a stupid question, but why would
you mean?
If you're going to say Nepach, there's a little Tom Keiker by the wheat, then why don't you say there's a Tom Keiker by the rice, and all the wheat is...
You're 100% right.
The Rush holds.
You're 100% right. You know what the answer is? I agree with you 100%. And I saw someone ask this, Kasha. I just don't remember who. But Malish is asking, there's two ways on a highway.
I just don't get it.
Why do you say this way, that the chitim makes the rice? Why do you say the rice becomes the chitim?
Because if you...
Do you know what the answer is? I do. I think you do.
Then I'm eating rice.
You do.
I don't care.
No,
as long as I'm eating chitim, one doesn't counter the other. That's what I'm answering you. Say both. But at the end of the day, do you have chitim? I only need chitim. There's no din that tells me I have to have rice. Right? So you can ask me, kidneys, don't bother me.
I'm not.
Yeah. Of course you're not. You're Sephardi, maybe. But yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Guerrera and Nepach?
Well, good question. But I don't even know what Guerrera is. Why do I need Guerrera? Guerrera says there's some scientific reaction by specifically two ingredients. Chitim and Oriz. The way they work together is that the Chitim influence the Oriz to become Chitim. No. Nepach just means that there's Nesinas Tam.
Yeah, and it takes over.
Oh. So then...
Isn't Guerrera like the end?
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Why
is there a concept called Guerrera?
I have no idea.
So you're saying the Yerushalmi is saying the same thing?
Maybe they're mother than home.
Really? No, so then why is it limited to Chitim and Oriz? It should apply to any Nesinas Tam.
No, because Guerrera only applies to there.
What? You have Shipon and Shibule Shol.
Right.
My favorite.
Right? No one has any
idea.
They're two
Oiris. You have two Minim, right? That are not Chitim and Oiris, right? You have two Minim that are not Chitim and Oiris. Is there Nesinas Tam?
Yeah.
Good. So why isn't he saying Nepach? Forget Guerrera. Guerrera's so limited. Guerrera tells me in the laboratory it's just rice and wheat.
Maybe he doesn't hold by it.
Wait, okay. You want to say it like that. I don't want to say it like that.
Maybe
the
Oiris doesn't take over.
Why can't the Rush say
the exact same parrots as the Ramban?
then you need that Greer needs Tom Caker.
Because that's what the Rush is attacking. He's saying Tom Caker's the end of the story.
But that's not a steer anymore.
That's a steer. Tom Caker is the end of the story. I don't need Greer anymore. Tom Caker is the reason why Kazai Samatsu's off the Rush. Napa.
He's just reversing. He's saying Tom Caker.
So, but why? So then why do I need Greer? So
it's
why
is
that?
That's another thing you could learn.
I don't need superfluous dinim. I don't need dinim that limited to chitim and an iris. I have something that works on every single type of min. You got it, see? Yeah. What?
You said it's confined to rice and wheat.
The Yerushalmi. Yes.
Not everyone agrees.
No, no, that's the way the scientific works. No. What? Not everyone agrees with the Rush does.
He's not the one who brings
but Rabbi said Yerushalmi's a riot to the Ramban!
No. Is the Rush saying he's wrong?
Who?
If I bring Yerushalmi then? The Rush saying...
The Rush is attacking the Ramban. He says, I don't understand what bothered you to begin with. The Ramban starts off, he says, why do I have a Kazai Samatsa over here? I don't understand. So the Yerushalmi, so the Ramban says, you know why I have a Kazai Samatsa? Because I have a concept called Greira, and this applies to Chitim and Oires. Right? No, good? So the Rush, I don't understand what bothered you in the first place. Why didn't you just say Tom Caker? So I'm paying back to the Rush. You know why? Because I have a Yerushalmi. And then therefore, that tells me Tom Caker is not sufficient. So either Rabbeinu Tom's wrong, either Nepach is wrong, from the fact that the Yerushalmi needed something else. Anyone have any other solutions?
No, why can't it be that Pesach is different?
Minimal. That's what I want to hear. Go ahead. Rabbi said, did everyone hear what Edmund just said? Comes along the Rush, and he says, don't ask me kashas. I know that there's a Yerushalmi. That's not a steer to what I just told you. That fundamentally, you could say Nepach, and therefore I could have a kezias of matzah from the fact that there's Tam Keiker. Comes along the Rush, he says, you know why the Yerushalmi is necessary? Because there's an added technical din when it comes to matzah that I need in order to be the correct ingredients for matzah. And that's Gemara Psochem Adaf Lamed Hei Amal. What is Gemara Psochem Adaf Lamed Hei Amal? Amar Ish Lakish Kol Sheba Lidei Chimutz Balidei Matzah. You got to walk a tight rope, like I said yesterday, when it comes to the ingredients that work for matzah. Rice is not going to cut it for matzah. You know why? Because we hold that it's not bali de chimus. It could never potentially bring you to the iser of karis if it would be machmas. If it doesn't have the ability to create you to be in a danger zone, then it's not going to be the one that's going to be the solution to save you, to get you the mitzvah of matzah. Comes along the Rush and he says, yeah, Tom is great. Tom is Netbach, and that's my Kazayas over here. But there's one technicality over here. The Gemara says, for matzah, I don't only need Tom, and I don't only need Netbach. I need physical what? Ba lidei chimutz. How do I have physical ba lidei chimutz? So the Rush, that's why I need a Yerushalmi of Greira. So the Rush says, the Yerushalmi was dealing with a different kasha than the Bavli was dealing with. And really, Tom Dagon is because of, you see, that's Tom. And if there wasn't this added qualification, it would be just like other Isurim, and that would be sufficient through the dinim of Nebach. There's an added requirement when it comes to matzah that it has to be ba lidei chimutz. Rabbi Isai, listen to the following. There is two companies. There are two companies that sell gluten-free matzahs. Right? Two major locations that sell gluten-free matzahs. Do you know Weiser? Exactly. The Holy Judy, you know? England, right? Right? No, Sloha. Settle down there. And where's the other place?
Brooklyn.
Lakewood. Lakewood. Okay? However, there's a difference. But I said, listen carefully. And this is what I spoke about a few years ago in my Shabbos HaGolah Drasha. There is a difference between the two of them.
Yeah.
One of them freeze-dries the grains that practically, even if it gets heated up afterwards, it will never physically become chametz. But it is the type of oat, it is the min that's bali de chimutz. Rabbi Yisai, what do you have to say after this sigya? According to the Rush, the Manchester matzahs would not be yotze the mitzvah, because even though you have the min, it has to physically be bali de chimutz. That's why part of the story with our sugya, depending on how you approach the, I'm making it very, 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 a long story, very, very short, but this is part of the sugya of how you understand the din of Reish Lakish. Is it enough just to use the five minim that theoretically could be bala dechimetz, or do I need lemaisa befoel that it has to become bali dechimetz? This is a major, major discussion in Hilchos Matzah. Rabbeisa, I have one question. So why didn't the Ramban hold of this? Why did the Ramban say that you have to be relying on Grera?
In all cases?
It sounds like the Rush does also.
You're saying not Nepach?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the thing that comes out of this also is like, the fact that the Rush holds that Nepach wasn't strong enough to make it Bali Dechimutz, the Ramban would say that, that any case of Nepach never really transforms, never is going to like transform the item. And only through Grera.
So don't say any case of Nepach, say it differently, Schultz.
In this case,
the Ramban, the rice, the Ramban, what? Ramban, what?
The
Ramban doesn't hold of Nepach.
Ever?
Who said the Ramban subscribes to the camp of Rabbeinu Tam? Perhaps the whole Yisayit of the Ramban bringing Yerushalmi and making everything Yerushalmi, Dick, is because he never accepted the whole camp of the Rabbeinu Tam. Nepach is not true. We know from the way the Ramban approached Matzah that L'chayra Nepach was garnished. And therefore he wouldn't have the ability to answer like that. Rabbi Sai, who else holds like this? The Rambam. The Rimi Orleans also does that, true. The Rambam. How do you know? Zok the Rambam in Hilchos Matzah. What does the Rambam say? If you have Chitim and Oires, the Rambam does not say that. If you have Chitim and Oires, says the Rambam, you're Yaitse. Why? Because the Chitim is Gaira the Oires. Zok the Ravid comes and he's masik on the Rambam and he says, whoa, you left something out, Rabbi Rambam. Right? What happened to what? Kedei Achilas Pras. Who's the Ravid sounding exactly like, Rabbi Isai? That in order for what? In order for Tam Keiker to kick in, you need that exercise Kedei Achilas Pras like Rabbi Chaim Cohen. Rabbi Isai, does the Rambam hold like that? L'chayra the Rambam doesn't hold like that.
He doesn't subscribe to the whole idea of the Rav Chaim Cohen.
Oh, the Rambam doesn't subscribe to the whole idea of Kedais Chilchus Bras in the first place.
So he's fine.
But one second, Rabbi Yisai. Now things are going to get complicated. So the Rambam is saying what? You don't need Tam Ke Iker at all?
You need it for off the ground.
So Schultz is tining, no. Avada the Rambam holds that there's Tam Ke Iker over here, like the Ramban. And you need the tam to be there to get it off the ground. But the reason why I have it, because I have some matzah over here, is through which principle? Yeah. Greira, like the Rusham. Here's one problem that I have with Schultz. Okay? And this is a big problem. What's the Rambam Shita when it comes to tam keiker? In Machol Sasur's
parakeh. That one you have to go
with. The whole process.
And what did the Rambam say if you don't eat the whole thing?
Does
anyone remember?
Makas Mardus.
Makas Mardus. So everyone learns the Rambam that what? Tam ke iker, if you don't eat the whole thing, if you don't have an achila of kezayis b'tei achilas pras, not only a ratio, like Reb Chaim Cohen of kezayis b'tei achilas pras, the Rambam holds, you got to eat the whole kezayis b'tei achilas pras, then you don't have what? Tam ke iker d'orais. Perhaps we are suggesting a little different now. Maybe that's not true. Maybe, says Schultz, that tam ke iker exists on a level of d'oraisa. I'm not ignoring that there's no tam. Just, I can't give you malchus on a level of d'oraisa if you didn't eat what? Kezayis b'tei achilas pras. But if the Rambam held there was no concept of tam ke iker d'oraisa, everybody say, right now we are arguing with the world. I just want you to know. Including your friend from... But everybody say, if the Rambam held there was no concept of kezayis of tam ke iker d'oraisa, so then you get back to what? How do you learn the Gemara in Zvach? Right? Perhaps the Rambam, what we're suggesting right now, learned the Gemara in Zvachim exactly like who? Like the Rambam. And when the Rambam in Machol Sasura said that you don't get you only get Makas Mardus, that's because what? Not that tam ke iker can't exist without kezayis b'achilas bras, but I didn't need a kezayis. If I didn't have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. But not that tam ke iker is contingent on kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So perhaps any nesinas tam exists. Now I have enough of an entity that's not batel to now apply which din? Tam ke iker. And now I'm sorry, to apply which din? Greira. Because tam ke iker tells me that it still exists. And then I read the Gemara exactly like the Rambam. And that's the answer to the Ravid's question. The Rambam didn't need Kazayis Medei Chayos Pras because you weren't getting Malkus over here. And the reason why you have a Kazayis over here is through the mechanics of Gerera, exactly like the Ramban would answer. And the Rambam and the Ramban did not hold of Nepach against the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Isai, and this is two deyas in the Mishnah Brura. A person has a matzah, right? He has a matzah, and it's a combination of chitim and oiris, and he wants to know how much chitim have to be in there. So Mishnah Brura quotes two deyas. What are those two deyas? Where is it?
Tafnun
Gimel,
Sif
Beis.
Tafnun Gimel, Sif Beis.
Yeah, Sif Kadin Yudalad.
A person makes matzah from the combination of wheat and rice. If you have tam, dogon, you're yoytze. Why? Zok the Mishnah Brura. Umashma, it's mashma from the Mechaber. Tafilu ain beisa shir chitim shiye kezayis b'tcheyach lios pras. Gam ken yoytze bok shoychul kezayis mena isa. Afal pisha iker bohua oiriz bo iriz in a yoitze bo matzah kadil el. Shiny hocha gave in shemachaber miyacha teva oiriz liyoiz nigra aracha achitim umischamitz achitim ischamitz gam kena oiriz ulochi dino kechitim. What does the Rosh say? What was the Mechaber Mishnah say? The first day is mashman the Mechaber. He doesn't say any shir. He says exactly like the Ramban. So therefore it's going to be a tremendous cooler in the Ramban. What's going to be the cooler, Rabbi Isai? Anytime the chitim is noisin tam, less than a 60th, 150th, even just a sinas tam, into the orez, that's going to allow you to now be yotze matzah, cheap matzah. Sell it, guys.
How can you be machalik that that's the Ramban, not the Rosh?
I'll tell you in a second. However, zok the Mishnah Brura, yei shoimrim, that would not be sufficient, because it's not enough just to what? Rely on Grera. You first need to fundamentally rely on what? Tom Kicker. How do you have Tom Kicker according to Reb Chaim Cohen, Zok the Mishnah Brura? You need Kazayich Vtei Chiyos Pras. That means you need a lot more chitim in this concoction, and you need to have at least a 1/8, or whatever you hold Kazayich Vtei Chiyos Pras, 1/6, according to Shita Zerambam. And if you don't have that ratio of chitim, then you're not going to kick in, and Greer is not going to help you. 2 days in the Mishnah Brura, how much chitim need to be in this concoction, which would come out to be the lumdis. You read this Mishnah Brura, and you just say, okay, nice, very interesting. Hey, do you need a lot of chitim? Do you not a lot of chitim? You daven up the Mishnah Brura, and then you understand, no, are you joking me? These 2 days are going to be whether or not you get malchus. These 2 days are going to be about Tom Geiker. These 2 days are going to be about Kutchim. These 2 days are going to be about half of Shas. Wow. That's what these 2 days, but it's all relevant into all different places. I have one R on the Mishnah Brura, Rabbi Isai. Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Petzias HaPas. In Hilchos HaMotzi, if you remember the elimination diet, Rabbi Isai. Mishnah Brura says, Pashit, you should have Kazayas Pachtei Chiyos Pras. But not only that, he said like the Rambam, that you have to eat the whole Pras. Here, he doesn't say that. It's shtickel, tzarech intimi, why that's not there. And he doesn't say like he says in Hilchos HaMotzi. If anyone has a teretz for me, I'd like to hear it. Yeah, Mal.
The Gemara B'sachim is mashma that if rice was able to bali de chumutz, then it would be kosher for matzah. So if you're going to say that it makes the rice be machmit, so then why do I even need, any chitim should be good enough, because then the rice, if, as long as the rice can become chametz, which works through grera, then I shouldn't even need tam chitim.
The Rush thinks that that Grera itself wouldn't now make it. It's only fundamentally.
But if you read like the Ramban who said that it's machmitz the rice,
then you don't need a shear.
You don't need
any time. That's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't have to be.
Those are the 2 days of the Mishnah.
It shouldn't need to be because of wheat. It should be the rice.
There's no grayer outside of it.
You're not going to start.
There's no grayer.
It's not.
But it's just wheat. But is your dino grayer?
Wheat and rice.
Is it dino kechitim or dino keor? Like it could be keores.
No. It's dino kechitim. It has to be dino kechitim. Yeah.
How much wheat? Meaning, can I have a huge barrel?
2 days in the Mishnah Brura.
Right.
Whoa. According to the Ramban, no, it has to be within the Nisina's time. Under a 60th. A 50th, yes.
8 or 6.
I don't know that they are, but all I know is that the Rambam and the Raivid attacks him. The Rambam just says Grera is the reason you're a Yotze. Suck the Raivid. What? Not you can't just say Grera. You can't say this, that this applies in every situation. This is not going to apply outside of being an eighth and having a shear of kazayas p'tei achilas pras. And the Rambam doesn't say anything about the shear. So I just said pashut. The Rambam might learn the Gemara like the Ramban. But then the kasha is, how could you say that? The Rambam doesn't hold of kazayas p'tei achilas pras. The Rambam doesn't hold of tam kikers d'oraisa outside of eating the whole kazayas p'tei achilas pras. The Rambam says you get makas mardus if you eat less than that. So doesn't that mean that the Rambam holds in general tam kikers only d'rabbanan if you don't eat the whole pras?
So that would mean
that you can't learn like the Ramban. The Ramban is agreeing fundamentally that there is a concept midoraisa of tam kikers. Because he says you need greira, you need the Gemara and Zvachim in order, you need tam kikers in order to say greira. It can't be batal. If it's gone, so then I can't be gorer. Got it? So I suggested perhaps the Rambam agrees.
Why is there a thing in the taste? I mean, why does greer even have to depend on taste?
Because it's got to be there. It can't be nullified.
That's exactly what the Ramban says.
If it's gone, I can't have greer. I can't apply the mechanics of greer if the item is gone.
Well, the chesed is still there.
So clearly, that's not enough. Clearly that, you know, if it's such a ratio that it's considered like halachically gone, so then the halachic process of greer won't kick in. That's what the Ramban says. That's what the Ramban says. It needs top kicker. Yeah, that's what the Ramban says. That's the Ramban. I'm just quoting the Ramban.
Is it possible that for different like food items, top kicker affects it differently and the percentages is different? Like, for example, on matzah, maybe because of all the obligations.
I think the Rishonim seems to be comparing
so
it.
So there's one specific...
One sugya of ksais with Achilles Press, right.
But how are they, like, just with matzah, there's... Because the way that... For example, like, the easy way that the Rush got out of his kosher would say, oh, matzah is different because by matzah is this... Then if it's one specific entity...
No. That means the Rush was saying by matzah you need something in addition to being the nepach. It just has to be a physical boli dechimas. So that I need greira. That's different. That's just an added qualification that exists outside of the regular machalas asuris and dinim that tam keikar applies to. Yeah.
So if you don't have enough shear for greira, so then it's usur, right? Meaning because then you just have wheat. Meaning on Pesach fireworks.
What do you mean by shear for greira?
To get the tam, right? Meaning
you're in the Rush, you're in the Ramban.
Meaning I don't know if that's my question.
Sure, it does. According to the Rush, you only have greira if you have kazayas p'tei achilas pras.
According to the Rush,
even according to the more leading.
I mean, you need tam kicker fundamentally.
Even if you don't have tam kicker, right? Let's say tam kickers. Let's say I have more than or less.
Let's say you're batel b'shish.
Yeah.
There's no tam.
But chametz is still usher mashur, right? Meaning that thing's still going to be usher.
Yeah, that's true.
So having greer is the thing that'll turn this from being something that's usher to something I can use on Pesach. You need more.
No, I'm not letting it rise. My matzah can't be chametz.
Right, but meaning whatever this thing is.
It's not chametz right now.
It's not matzah.
It can never become chametz.
Right.
All your matzah has to be something that could be potentially be chametz, but it's not going to be chametz because you stop it.
But the concoction...
Could be something in theory to become chametz.
Let's say I didn't know this rule, and I made matzah out of that. Out of rice dough that had a little bit of wheat dough, but not enough to be nosen tam and make it greira.
Okay,
that's gonna be you're gonna get karis for that.
No, you're not gonna get matzah.
You're not gonna get karis.
Why? Because
you let it rise.
There's no rice.
There's chametz in there, or is there schit in that can become chametz? Not if I don't let them. Every time I make matzah, Rabbi Yisai, if I don't watch the matzah, it's going to become chametz. That's exactly what matzah is. So I'm making sure that this doesn't become chametz, but it's a type of entity, says Rish Lakish, that has the ability to become chametz.
So then it has the ability, but meaning...
It's not chametz now. And it's not chametz, and I'm making sure it's not chametz.
If you...
There's no piece of chametz that...
If you don't have the shear for Notin Tam, right. And then you cook this past 18 minutes, it'll be usher.
It'll be usher because there's a mashu of chametz in there, right.
So let's say I still made this in the way of matzah, even though it doesn't cover me being...
I did it within 18 minutes.
Yeah. Let's say
so
I did
nothing
it.
Is chametz yet.
Nothing chametz. So
there
is wheat in there.
And now yotzer matzah.
Yeah, there's
wheat in
there. It's not enough to be yotzer matzah.
Exactly, right. Rabbi Yisai, just before we end the sugya, that's the Ramban. That's all. That's all. Tom kicker. We're done. But I have one other ha'ar in Rashi. They say. I'm talking about the Ritva right now. Thank you. The Ritva asked Akasha on Shitas Rashi, and like all the Rishonim that retract Shitas Rashi, and quotes the Gemara that we're going to jump to now in Sadi Tesamabes that talks about Tzir. The Gemara talks about something that is extracted from a dag tame. Dag tame tziro usher. So you see, says the Ritva, from the fact that there's a concept of tzir, right? That you could have the juices, the extractions of an item. That's, by the way, what's that called, everybody say? It's a Gemara in Bechoris. We're not going to have time to learn it. I would love to learn it with you guys. But it's called Hayotzim and Aser is Aser. The Gemara in Bechoris and the Avavim and Beis doesn't know why Chalav is mutter to drink. Why should Chalav be Aser to drink, everybody says? Not Basar. Because what?
Animal's not kosher.
Because it's an animal. Well, I usually get my milk from kosher animals.
It's alive. No, it's alive.
It's alive. It's Aver
Menachai. Is it an Aver?
Rashi said, so right. So is it Aver Menachai, everybody says? Everybody says, is it Aver Menachai?
It talks about it in Shabbos.
What?
There's no issue of kosher on Shabbos about it.
It's a machlokes because it's
there's no issue of
Avram and Nechayah.
It's not actually
connected to the cow.
Oh, what
is it? Milk.
The milk.
That's a discussion.
Okay. You're not tearing it away because it's not initially.
Okay, but it's still coming from it.
It's a machlokes.
So the Gemara in Bechoris is assuming that Cholav is a Yoytzim and a Aser. What's the Iser? Rashi says, exactly what Yehuda said, is the animal is a bunch of Erarim. That's a machlokes in the Gemara in the end of Gid HaNasher. But we're not going to be able to learn this together, so I'm going to say it now. The Gemara has a machlekes whether or not stam behema le'evarim omedes. When you look at an animal, do you look at it as a composite of parts, or do you look at it as a behema, and then only once you rip off the leg does that become an evar menachai? That's a machlekes in the Gemara. Rashi is assuming that we paskin that stam behema is le'evarim omedes, so I can already envision an evar menachai when the animal itself is walking around. So if that's the case, so then any milk, the Gemara says, should be a yotze from a Avram and Achai. Yotze and a Aser is Aser. Okay? Everybody say, what else is a yotze and a Aser? Aser. And the Gemara says, a basayana, earlier in Chulin. You have an egg from an ostrich, an egg from an ostrich. The ostrich is not kosher. So the egg from the ostrich is Aser. That's a yotze and a Aser. Okay? So the Gemara wants to know, so why is milk mutter? Before of Shechter, Rabbi say. Why is milk mutter?
Okay,
right. Why is milk mutter? So right, good. So the Gemara. So Tosos doesn't think that we paskin actually like Rashi that an animal is Avram and Achai, and we don't paskin that an animal is a composite of parts. But Tosos says there's a chazaka that an animal that's not shechted is eno zavuach. There's an Isser essay of a zavachta. You have to shecht an animal, and when it's not shechted, it's eno zavuach. So Lamaisa, the Gemara said, however you slice the bain according to Rashi, bain according to Tosfos, you're going to have a problem with milk. Good? So what does the Gemara answer? Exactly what Edmund says. The answer to the Gemara is, Eretz Zavas Chalav Utvash. That since the Torah says Chalav is Mutter, it's a Xeris HaKosav to be Mater what? It should have been Osir, because of a Yoytze, Min HaOsir is Osir.
Why is pig milk Osir?
Why is pig milk usher?
For some reason, the Havim mean it's a cow.
Two questions.
Yeah.
And why isn't it included in that? Why is that not chalav?
Why is it
mutter?
Pig milk doesn't exist.
What is pig milk?
Milk.
Yellow.
I don't know so much about it. Do pigs have milk?
Yeah.
Should I Google the difference between pig milk and cow milk?
No. Like why isn't that included in the Xeris HaKosov?
Don't Google.
Probably the same kosher animals.
No.
Of animals. I'm saying like...
You could assume that it's talking
every
about...
Every animal is not kosher.
Hey, every animal is not kosher.
The who?
I mean, with Rashi.
No, but...
The Gemara's Kasha was only asking from kosher animal, meaning once the Gemara was saying because of Avram Menachai. So you have a kosher animal, right?
So Avada Avram Menachai.
So
we're saying Yotzim Menachai.
But Avram Menachai.
No, it's Yotzim Menachai of even a Behema Torah.
Okay.
On that, the Gemara says, no, I can explain because of the Torah was Matir because of Eretz of Aschavalu Dvash.
Why is it kosher?
So that was only going on what the Gemara was asking.
The Gemara, is
Gemara never had a Havamina to now be Matir.
If you're assuming it's Avram Menachai, it's Avram Menachai. It doesn't matter if it's kosher or not kosher.
Right, exactly. So that the Gemara says that's what the pasuk is being matir.
The pasuk being matir only kosher milk.
Yes, the pasuk was only being matir kosher milk. Right, that's what we're suggesting. That's what the Gemara is asking. Yeah.
But it makes everything asur. Meaning the Havamim and Gemara is that.
Yeah, and Achnami. Even Var Masur, not things that would be in an asur anyways.
But so when does it come back down to making myopic on kosher animals? Sorry, the Gemara goes wide and makes everything asur.
We're just dealing with.
I understand what you're saying.
Meaning the problem is Abraham is chayav by kosher. Meaning there's no Havamim in a kosher animal, but then when you have a kosher animal, it's like a kosher problem.
Right. Okay, everybody, second. That's our sugya. So lemaisa, you have the yotzim and aser aser. So tzir dogim, frek the ritva. What's the problem? Because it's nice and tam. So isn't this a raya that what? That tam ki ikar is doraisa. How could Rashi stare us in the face and say tam ki ikar is only derabanan?
Skip the step there, but how do we know that tzir is
doraisa? The ritva is assuming from that gemara and bechoris that tzir is doraisa.
How do you talk to him tam also?
What?
Is that no sin tam?
The Ritva is assuming that the reason why it's here is also because he has the tam of the dog tame. Because otherwise, why is it usher? So says the Ritva, right from here that tam ke ikar is the oraisa. So comes along the Ritva and is machadish that even Rashi that we've been suggesting that holds tam ke ikar is only the rabbanon. Says the Ritva, Rashi only meant it when what? When you have that tam in a taruvus. But if you have that tam straight up, the end, like tzir dagim tmeim, even Rashi would hold that tam keiker is the oraisa. Rabbeisai says the Ritva based on this kasha that even Rashi who holds tam keiker is the rabbanon, it would only apply to tam keiker within a mixture. But if you're eating something that has tam without being in a mixture, like tzir dagim tmeim, an extraction of a non-kosher fish.
What does that mean?
So therefore, you have an extraction of a non-kosher fish, and you're just eating the extraction straight up.
Eating non-kosher food. Eating non-kosher.
Exactly.
Even though that's also
because it has the taste of the fish, which is what the Ritva was assuming, says the Ritva, that can also be Tam Keikar, a concept that Rashi could subscribe to on a level d'oraisa.
That's totally different than what we're talking about until now.
Exactly. But Rabbi Isai, I want to take it one step further, comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger on Sadi Zayin Amid Beis, and he raises the following question. The Shitas that hold Tam Keikar is Drabonah. What's the reason Tam Keikar is Drabonah? One could clear, and the way we've been assuming is, because what? Rashi holds that tam, on a level of daraisa, is garnished. If you don't have mamashis, if all you have is nesinas tam, on a level of daraisa, tam doesn't aser. Is that the pshat?
No, it's tam be'en.
Or what? Not only tam be'en, but what does Rashi hold? Or basically read Rashi carefully. Comes along the chavis das and the nesivis, like the other tzad of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he proves it from Rashi that everyone got Rashi wrong. Everyone assumed that Rashi always holds anytime you're going to have Nesinas Tam, it's always going to be Dirabbanan. And that's the way we've been assuming this whole shir, this whole sugya, from start to finish. Says the Nesivis, read Rashi carefully. And this is the other tzad of Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Latam ke ikar. Let's see Rashi. Noisin Tam. Kimon da aser bekotchim ke ikr ma moshesh al iser ulama mil suktani zel lumute shar kotchim aval chulin, but chulin outside of kotchim shapir gamrina mine lemei vishishim da kimlon, because we have and we establish what meachre rablim lahatos de batli be ruba. So Rashi holds what? What does that line mean, Rabbi Isai? What does Rashi hold? In order for Tam Keiker Drabbanon to be Tam Keiker Drabbanon, you got to be talking about a situation where you have what?
Taruvus.
Where you have not only a Taruvus.
Vino.
You have what?
Mea.
You have?
Rove.
In order for it not to be Daraisa. What did you just say?
Rove.
You need rove.
But that's because
Rashi says in a situation where you have rove, midrabbanon, the chumra of shishim is by chulin is only derabbanon by chulin. But if you have tam keiker and you don't even have rove, let's say you're 50-50. You don't even have what the fundamental bit of rove. You have nothing. Zoch to chavas das. Avada tam keikar is daraisa, even according to Rashi. The Chavis Das is learning in Rashi more than the Ritva said. According to the Ritva that we just learned, he said, anytime you have a mixture, anytime you have a taruvis, and it's not Ben, so what? Even if the Isser's majority, that's where Tom Kaker's drop out according to Rashi. Comes along the Chavis Das, if you read Rashi carefully, Rashi only started Shikol Torah, what? Assuming that what? You have Achrei Rabam Lahatos. You have Bittul Berov. But if you have a concoction that what? I don't even have Bittul Berov. I have 50% Isser, 50% Heter. Then what, Rabbi Isai? Even according to Rashi, Tom Kaker is Doraisa. Tom Kaker is Doraisa. Everyone assumed that Rashi holds all Nesinas Tam is Derabbanan. But where Kiva Eger raises this suffix, but he doesn't quote Rashi. And the Chavis Das quotes Rashi, if you read Rashi carefully, in the sugi of Tom Kaker, right? I bought two boys from Torah Sashir came over to me yesterday. They asked me, this, is this true according to Rashi? I said, look what the Chavis Das is medayik in Rashi. That's exactly what he's medayik. That you need Rove in order to get the ball rolling to say, oh, Shishin, that's only the Rabbanan. But if you don't even have Rove according to Shitas Rashi, then there is a concept of Tom Kaker being Daraisa. Now,
what do we mean?
How help? What? Let's say you have 50-50.
Yeah.
And you have no Rove of Heter.
I don't have Tom.
Of course you do.
Tom, sorry.
Yeah, but why does Tom and
wait, so
Rove,
no Rove?
Why are they tied to each other? Didn't we say that, first of all, that
I have no Rove.
Bittul and Rove is not just about Tom, it's about something else. Not just about the Rambam, it's about Kushan Rashi. Rashi has places where he's much from one.
Good. Rabbi, say, what's that? Abi, give me a second. What did Abi just say? Rabbi Yisai, I just want to point out one aura. And this is a geshmak chiddush that I didn't see anywhere, Rabbi Yisai. And this, I'm sorry for the guys who weren't here last semester, but Rabbi Yisai, there are two shitas in the Rishonim that we point that out, and we worked for a long time on, that Bittul seems to do something other than take away top. Who are those two shitas in the Rishonim, Rabbi Yisai? The Rambam, Bittul, Ba'oitze Miyuto, and Rashi. And Rashi. Rashi holds that even if you hold Zoro B'Sheila as Mimimino, it's a Shir Bittul. Rabbi Yisai, Halo Dover. Now let's put everything together in one big sugya. Put your whole year in one on your palm right like this. Rabbi Yisai, who are the two most extreme Shitas in Tam Ke'ikah, Rabbi Yisai?
Rashi
and the Rambam. And according to the way most opinions hold, Rashi and the Rambam hold Tam Ke'ikah is only the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yisai, we pointed out that according to the Rambam, the reason why I need Shishim by Mim B'Mino, where there's no Tam, is not like the Rosh says, that it's a Gzeira Atu Min B'She'eno Mino. That's only according to the Rosh that holds what? Tam Ke'ikr is what? Is the Horaisa, like the Balei HaTosfos, like the Rabbi Natan. Rambam has to come onto a new Yisai! You know why you need Shishim? It's not because Min B'Mino could be confused with Min B'She'eno Mino. It's not a Gzeira Atu Min B'She'eno Mino. It's because of what? There's a Dishbittel. You have to be Mevatel Yisr. Moira V'Raboisai, the Rambam is Muchach to learn like that. Why? Because the Rambam never held of what? Tom Ke'ikr. The Rambam, that would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Tom Ke'ikr might only be Derabonon. Im Kane, it's Givaldik. If you learn the Rambam that Tom Kaker is the Rabbanon, then what? The reason why you need a Bittul, by every case, is what? I get a Mivatal Yisr. I need a Din Bittul. I need to nullify the Chefza of Yisr. That's the reason why I need a Shir. The Rush holds what? No. Mim B'Mino? That's a Gzeira Atu, Mim B'She'eno Mino. Why is it a Gzeira Atu? Because Mim B'She'eno Mino is Doraisa. I could have a Gzeira to a Doraisa. According to the Rambam, if you would say that the din of Bittul B'Shisha by Mim B'Mino is a Gzeira Atu Mim B'She'eno Mino, what do you have? A Derabbanan to a Derabbanan. That would be problematic. Who else held of the din of Din Bittul, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah. Who held that there might be a din de Oraisa learned from Zoro B'Sheila and says the Chsam Sofer that it's not going to be in a smachta even though it's Mim B'Mino, there's a Shir Bittul? It's Shitas?
Rashi.
What does Shitas Rashi hold? That Tom Ke'ikr is only? Derabbanan. Myra Dick! It's Givaldik! Everything fits into one sugya. Shas makes sense! Rashi makes sense! The Rama makes sense! Everything fits together. It's not separate sugyas. They actually built off each other. That's crazy. Awesome. Rabbi Yisai, okay, it maybe doesn't work based on what we were saying before with matzah, what? But fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, it could be all one smooth mahalach. Rashi and the Rambam were the only ones that came up to this new Yisod within Din Bittel. Rashi and the Rambam are the only ones that what? Kvetch Ois in the studio of what? Mimbishen Omino, Tam Geiker. Derabanan, Derabanan, Deraisa, Derabanan. Rush. Rush says what? Mimbibino? That's exactly right. Mimbishen Omino. Yes, Koyach Rush. You're the one who subscribes to what? Tam Geiker. It all flows. It's all geschmack. Send that clip out. Yeah?
It's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Rabbi said we just chazed a whole year right now. We just chazed a whole year. Every single piece of the building.
So how does Greer apply?
Huh?
How does Greer apply?
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. What I just said in the Rambam, what I just said in the Rambam would not work. This only exists if you accept the way most learn the Rambam, that Tam Keker is Drabonan. When the Rambam said Makas Mardis, it's because outside of Kzad Deachil's Bras, there is no concept of just Tam Keker. And therefore, how does Matzah work? It's a little bit problematic. It's just greater without Tam Keker. That's the Ravid's kasha. That's right. If you have a kasha on the Rambam, like the Ravid does, then how do you have Greer without Tom Kaker? And you're accepting that the Rambam does not subscribe to Tom Kaker, so you have a problematic Rambam in Hilchos Matzah. That's what the Ravid asks, right? But if you assume like that the Rambam doesn't accept like Tom Kaker, so now you just have that binyan that I just said.
Plug in the rip.
What?
He doesn't
think that there's a din called Nisinas Tam. He only says that if you eat the whole pras, then I'll give you malchus. Tom Kaker is a concept.
Plug the rip right there.
I thought that is his Tom Kaker.
Get two malchus if you don't even get in the vila.
But you're also eating a kazayas. Just Nisinas Tam is not going to be an issue.
Plug in the ritva there. Tom Kaker Bain. I know that it's wheat flour that's going in, so, and I know that it's rice flour. So Tom Kaker Bain, still right there, and the wheat flour is wheat flour.
But it's not. It doesn't.
It's Bain.
It's not Bain. It's
I mix them together.
It's
I mix them together.
It's lock block. It's flour.
But I see them.
There's nothing nicker over here.
It's not flour. It's dough and dough.
It's all more. It's all more. No, it's not dough and dough. He's talking about flour. Yeah. You're right. The two concepts won't coexist. What I just said was only if you accept that the Rambam classically does not subscribe to Tom Kaker, which is similar, more similar to Rashi. And that's what we brought up. Malik asked the question last Thursday. Would Rashi subscribe to the Rambam if I eat the whole pras? Potentially not. But fundamentally, the Rashi and the Rambam were the most bechudish shitas of Tom Kaker being rabbinic in most of the situations. So you have no din of Mimishain Omino in so many cases.
There's no way to say that
Greer
applies without Tom.
There might be. I'm just not. Maybe that would solve it, but it sounds like it's against the Bavli. So then maybe the Rambam just said there's machlokas the Yerushalmi in the Bavli, like David wanted to suggest it originally. So the Rambam, if you answer like that for the Ravid's question, then everything's simple. And then Tom kicks the Rabbanan, and now you have our whole shtickle to her. But what Sakhnev is pointing out is that what I said in defense of the Rambam, to say that the Rambam holds Tom kicks the Raisa, would be against the shtickle to her that I just met. But that is what most people assume, that the Rambam holds Tam Kaker is the Rabbanon, and that's why in Machol Sasuris he was so limiting into what's the case where you get Malchus. Yeah.
I think
it's just popping up. But does the Gemara and Zerachim fit well with this point of Rashi, right? Where you have the three different, you have three minim that are the same, and they're usher because of the pigol or no there. And then one of the Shmami does is that it's Lav Nosi Tam.
Right.
Nosi Tam is loved.
Yeah, Rashi works great in the Havamina. That's what I said when we were reading the Gemara. I said, when I paused for a second, I said, who's smiling right now? Everyone said Rashi. And then I said, wait in a second, because Rashi's going to have a problem in a second. Rabbi said, I don't have an answer for Rashi from the Gemara by Matzah. How's Rashi going to explain that? What Rashi's going to say, there was so much chitim there that it was, that's not the case. How are you Yotzi or Chiv Leila Seder?
You're saying you don't think the Rambam
wants to remind
the one. What? But Greira. The Gemara says it's because of Tom Kaker.
And that's
not true. So that Gemara can't be La'alocha according to Rashi.
Well,
how's that going to help? It's 50-50? So Reuben wants to say, based on the Chavis Daz, it was a case of 50-50. That's not bad. That's not bad. At least there's a new kimta.
Yeah, but
according to the Chavis Das, maybe you could say that there's Nesinas Tam when it comes to 50-50. There was no Rov. So there was no Acher Rav Lahatos. But my kasha is, why did the Gemara just answer that? Rish Lakish was talking about where it's not 50-50, and this is talking about where it's 50-50. At least David said there's something to say for Rashi. In the case where it's 50-50, and there's no rov. Because the Chavzdas be Medayik, even according to Rashi, Tamke Iker is not where you know, when you don't have rov, then it's Tamke Iker. Then it's the Araisa. Rabbi Sai, these are the problems, these are the solutions, these are the packages. This is a chazar on the whole year in one Yisod, Rabbi Sai. Now you understand, like, everything, mamish this semester, everything starts to build on itself and come together, and you have mamish sugyas. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Moshe.
Why does Rashi have to initialize Moshe?